Now, 3 days to go until kick-off in the FIFA Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. 3 days to Ireland's first game against hosts Australia in front of over 80,000 people at Stadium Australia in Sydney. Live coverage on RTE Television and RTE 2FM from 11 a.m. We'll be with you straight after the game with reaction here on the news at 1. Midfielder Denise O'Sullivan came through training today after going off injured in Friday's abandoned training game against Colombia and hopes to be ready for Thursday. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue is with the Irish team in Brisbane and he's been speaking to the ambassador to Australia, Tim Maugh. He began by asking about the many connections between the two countries.
We've been coming here for over 200 years in different numbers. More recently, the numbers have changed. There are fewer Irish people coming, emigrating to the country. And I think now, with the World Cup in a country that's sports mad, we're going to show a different side of Ireland to Australia. There's about 26 million Australians. About 10% of them would think they have Irish heritage, which means there's 90% don't have Irish heritage. And I think the mania that is coming and the good fortune, I guess, that we're playing Australia in the opening game gives us a great platform to show what Ireland 2023 is all about.
How many Irish are coming from home to here specifically for the tournament?
A very difficult number to judge. At least 2,000 we hear. But if you add in people who might come here from New Zealand or from Hong Kong or from Singapore, people who have bought tickets in different ways, you know, we would think up to 4,000 or 5,000 people would be here. It's a big country, but we still think to make a big splash.
That opening game against the hosts moved to Stadium Australia. The demand for tickets is through the roof. What can the ambassador do to help Irish people?
He would refer you to FIFA.com.
Seriously, the demand for tickets has been huge. We've seen in the past Irish people at sporting events, we'll look at the Giant Stadium as an example, really made their mark. Do you get a sense that's going to happen for Sydney?
It's, again, difficult to judge because this is a new tournament and it's, you know, this evening Australia are playing France in front of the biggest crowd they ever played in front of, 60,000. So they've gone from 60 to 80 in the space of a week. I expect there'll be green jerseys, be the difference between 60 and 80. And a bit like Giant Stadium, where I was myself, there will be a surprise for the Australians, and hopefully it will have an effect on the pitch that will become just that little bit unsettled.
How would you categorise the Australian team at the moment? I'm not asking you to be a sports pundit as such, but as you mentioned earlier, this country is sports mad. There's a great sporting culture here.
There's a great sporting culture here, maybe not so much for soccer, but you will see at the moment we're mid-season for rugby league, we're mid-season for AFL. For Australia, I think the fact that women's sport is coming on, women's soccer is coming on, it gives them a showcase for half the population that they need to get more into sport. And they have, like Australians have, like all host teams have, they have this feeling that maybe this time they can do it. And for sure, they're ranked higher than us. But again, they should maybe just have a look at footage from Stuttgart and footage from the Giant Stadium to correct that a little bit.
Ireland play their first game in Sydney, then Perth, then back to Brisbane. What did it mean for the Irish communities in those cities in particular?
Oh, it's great. I mean, even already there's a buzz around the Irish communities because here's something new to engage with. 4,000 or 5,000 people coming in, relatives and friends and so forth. But the coverage and the profile that Ireland is getting across Australia because of this is great. These people, the visitors who will come for the World Cup, they will see that it's a big country. So it's 4.5 hours to fly from Brisbane to Perth. That's Dublin to New York almost. So the cities tend to operate in little bubbles, so it is great that the Irish team are playing in three major cities and they will give a boost to the communities of those places. And as we saw at the open training session the other day, there's a great rapport between the Irish players and squad and the Irish citizens who turned up to see them train.
I guess they have made history, and for women's sport in particular, it's put it on the map.
It certainly has, and you know, you hope this is just the start of something big to come.